In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Kehk, and as we said before, the readings of the month of Kehk are all, the Gospels are all from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. So the first Sunday, we heard the Annunciation with the birth of St. John the Baptist given to Zechariah the priest while he was serving at the altar. The second Sunday, we hear the Annunciation to St. Mary. The third Sunday was the visit of St. Mary to Elizabeth and the song and the praise of St. Mary. And today, the fourth Sunday, we hear about the birth of St. John the Baptist and the praise by his father, Zechariah the priest. From the song that by which he praised God with, we hear Zechariah says, being delivered from the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. And fear is one of the main hindrances that obstruct a lot of people from coming to know God and worshiping and serving him. Fear actually is one of the things that will hinder some people also from inheriting the kingdom. As we hear this in the book of Revelation, that God says that those who are cowards, who fear, will not inherit the kingdom of God among the adulterous people and the murderers and all of these group of sinners. So how fear hinder us from serving God and worshiping him? And how are the promises of God are giving to us in order to help us to overcome the fear? The first kind of fear is the fear of tomorrow, that maybe tomorrow we will be in need. Maybe tomorrow we will be lacking something. It's one of the main things that make people always obsessed and occupied with how can we secure tomorrow. A lot of people, they do not come to church. Basically, they are trying to find extra work on Sunday or whatever in order to make themselves feel that we are secured when tomorrow will come, our bank account will have enough money to secure our future and the future of our children. This fear of tomorrow makes a lot of people not able to come to know God and to worship him. Even while trying to pray, when they stand in prayer, what comes to their mind is, what's going to happen to me and my family tomorrow? How can I make things more stable to myself? Because we are limited and there is no way we can secure tomorrow in the way we think, then we always live in worries. These worries contradict any desire inside the heart of man to be able to serve and know and worship God. So the first fear, the fear of tomorrow, the Lord answered to it saying, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Live your day today, do whatever you should be doing today, not thinking about or worrying about tomorrow. There is a difference between caring and worrying, but worrying is this kind of fear that makes us not able to enjoy today or prepare even for tomorrow or be able to know God and serve and worship him as we ought to do. The second kind of fear is the fear of being left alone. We do not want to be separated from the world. It's a problem also because there is no way the children of God can fit in the world. Actually, we are not called to fit in, but we are called to stand out and to witness to the Lord being light to the world, not fitting inside what the world is doing or what they are after. It is very hard, yes, I understand, when somebody come and say that, I cannot share you in doing this. I am fasting, for example. I cannot, my belief wouldn't allow me to do this. It is very hard. We always think what the people will think about us, what they are going to say about us. This fear of being left alone hinder many people from witnessing to the Lord, confessing his name, or even says that we are believers. We believe in this, so we cannot do that. How many times we are confronted with a situation where we either say the truth, we say that we do not believe in that, we cannot share it, or we just want the people around us to feel we are okay, we are like anybody else. And because of this, we lose many opportunities to witness to the Lord. It is this fear of being isolated or named as weird people or not normal. The same happened to the man born blind. When the Lord made the miracle to him and gave him a new eye, he was confronted with this situation. The scribes and the Pharisees came on him and they started to question him in order to make him to blaspheme and to deny the Lord Christ. The man stood, even after his parents left him alone. He stood and he witnessed bravely, and he kept on answering them with the wisdom that has made those people ashamed. They couldn't say anything. So what happened is they kicked him out from the synagogue. What happened afterward, we read this in John chapter 9, that Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" Every time you will be cast out because you do not fit with the world, because the world didn't accept your witness, be sure that the Lord will find you and he will assure you that you are not by yourself. They did this to your master before. Do not be ashamed to carry his cross and to be like him. He will meet you wherever you are, even if you are away from the assembly, if you are not fitting into the community or the culture that you are living in. We are not speaking here or saying that we should isolate ourselves. It is not a call that we will be like calling all the people around us as sinners. We should not be mingling. This is not what we are calling for. But we are called to witness. Whenever we ask it, we should answer. And whenever something is contradicting your belief, you should not feel obliged that you have to share in this. Another fear is the fear of the enemy. Many people actually, yes, they fear Satan and they fear the spirits. And sometimes they think of how can we avoid that they hurt us. By doing this, we make them to have authority over us. I know of people that they speak that whenever they come to the church on Sunday, usually sometimes problem come either before or after. And the solution is, okay, let us avoid to go. Maybe we try to make it in a way that doesn't make us to be envied by the devil, the enemy. We should not be thinking of the enemy away from the help and the Lord that actually gives us authority over him. Yes, he is a powerful, a mighty angel. Yes, he is evil and he tries to murder all the spirits of the children of God, but we should not be thinking that we are confronting him by ourselves or our own power. The Lord said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." If we truly believe that we were given this authority, we should not be afraid of the enemy or try to make reconciliation with him. Sometimes we find people go and ask the fortune tellers and all about what they think about tomorrow. Why you are doing this? We are using here the power of the enemy. They work through the work of the power of Satan. We should not be involved in any kind of works like this. It is in the Bible and scripture we read that every a woman with witchcraft should be stoned to death. This is what we used to happen in the Old Testament. We should not have any kind of relationship with the enemy whatsoever. We have authority over them. We should not be subject to them. Another fear that hinders many people from serving the Lord is the fear of others. Sometimes we look to others as if like others are the problem. We think of them that our problems is the people around us. The church is very nice, but unfortunately the people who go to the church give me a hard time. Thinking this way will make us always to have frictions with the people around us. The people are the people, wherever they are, whenever the time they are living it, they have the good things and they have their weaknesses. Who of us can stand and claim that I am without blemish? I am a perfect person. I make a good friend with everyone. We all have our own weaknesses. Fearing of others will hinder us to love them serve them, and accordingly, eventually, you will not be able to serve and love God as well. There is no way anyone can make his own way to heaven, his salvation, away from the people around him. All the Christian virtues are given to us to be lived in relationship with somebody else. How can we exercise the virtue of bearing one another, or loving, or enduring, unless this will be towards someone around? Sometimes we assume that we should live in a sterilized atmosphere. Others should be away from us, have no contact with us whatsoever, and by this we can come to the church and we can serve God. I cannot serve God because of the people. This should not be the case. This should not be how we should be thinking. The Lord said to us, even from others who persecute us, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. Even if up to killing the body, we should be worried and concerned about others. We should be focused on how to love each one and how to serve everyone around us. Another fear is the fear of death. This is something shared among all the humans. Death carries the unknown. We always think of it as a separation, an end. We think of what's going to happen afterward. Death scares everyone. And this is humanity. But meanwhile, we should not be also thinking of death away from what the Lord granted us through his incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection. St. Paul meditates on this and says, but has now been revealed, speaking about grace, by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He abolished death. Death is no more this enemy that makes it the end of us. Death now is serving us as a bridge between a temporary life and a permanent life. Death now serves us that we really move into what is promised. All the promises of God is given to us, not only on this earth, but more and more on the life to come. Death should not be the enemy from whom we should be afraid, scared, and this might lead us eventually that we will not be able to love God. Thinking more about death, obsessed with it, this will make us away from him, losing many, many days from our lives to enjoy the company of the Lord and waiting for his coming or for us going to him. Zacharias the priest prophesied, saying that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we might serve him without fear. It is when I believe in him, he is the deliverer, the savior from my enemies. At that time, I will be able to love him and serve and worship him. Remember these fears and think of them, and remember the promises of the Lord given to all of us to overcome them. Am I afraid from tomorrow might be in need of something? Am I afraid or scared of being left alone and this hinder me from witnessing to him? Am I afraid from the enemy? I think more about Satan and the devils and what they can do and to hurt me, and then I try to reconcile with them. Am I afraid of others? I think of them that they think bad of me and they try to hurt me, and that's why I cannot love and share life with them. Am I afraid from death and what he can do to me and my family, and this hinder me also from serving the Lord? Be of good cheer. We are not alone in this life. We are not by ourselves. We have the promise from the Lord to be with us, not only this day, but all the days until the end of ages. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.